And it's a very good morning to Sheridan Rogers. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Now, I know you have such an exciting job. Well, I think you do because you get to do so many interesting things.
Yes, it's true. Yes.
Example, you've been olive oil tasting. Can you tell
us
about
that? Yes, I was invited to an olive oil tasting at Flying Fish Restaurant in Piemont. I think it's just down the road from where you are at the station, last week by the Spanish Trade Commission. Now, it was actually quite fascinating because set out in front of us were three wine glasses with different Spanish olive oils in them. So you could be confused and think maybe you're at a wine tasting, but no. These had different varieties, including an arbequina, a picual, and a hoxie blanca. Hoxie blanca means white leaf because it's the olive leaf is white underneath. So they had brought out a fellow called Alfonso Fernandez, who's an olive oil expert, to take us lead us through the tasting. But the most important thing was to warm the glass before we started. So he cupped his hands underneath the wine glass and showed us all how to do that. And it's important that the wine actually comes to a temperature of about 36 degrees before centigrade before you even begin to taste it. You've got to smell it, and then you do the tasting. And it was really surprising what some of the people said about the oils. You know, we all had different impressions. One of the oils, they said, had banana notes. I actually couldn't detect the banana notes in that one. That was the arbequina.
Yeah.
But another one did smell, it was a picual. It smelled of crushed green tomato leaves. It was really fresh and vibrant. It was just beautiful. And, in fact, this is their most important variety.
Now, when you taste it, do you actually, you don't have to spit it out like wine?
No, actually you just take a little bit, you know, you've warmed it beforehand, you've actually inhaled the aroma, and then you take a little bit into your mouth, you swirl it around and you sort of do that with it. And after a few minutes, quite a few of them have a peppery aftertaste at the back of the throat, so that sort of comes through after about 30 seconds or so. It's quite a skill, and to be led through it was very interesting. In fact, I was thinking that it could be quite a good idea for, you know, a dinner party sometime. Buy three different varieties of olive oil, be they Spanish, Italian, or maybe some of our Australian varieties, and sit your friends down and you know, get them to say what they think about the olive oils, because everyone has a different idea.
And it is, and with all those, all those shows like MasterChefs, you do get different ideas on what to do with friends, so that would be fantastic.
Actually, one of the interesting things at the restaurant, they drizzled an ice cream with the picual olive oil.
Oh.
And they sliced up blood orange and kiwi fruit and drizzled a different oil with that too. So it was just to sort of show imaginative ways, different ways in which you can use olive oil.
And which country would you say has like is the biggest producer?
Well, actually, that was one of the most surprising things to me. I was astonished to discover that Spain, if you planted their olive trees 5 meters apart, they would circle the world 21 times.
Oh, you're kidding!
It's the world's biggest. It's unbelievable. Yeah, it produces 52% of olive oil in the world.
Now, look, what about, you've cooked potato.
So just in keeping with that theme, the Spanish olive oil theme, I have a fantastic recipe for a potato tortilla, which is on my webpage today. But I know you're going to die when I tell you how much olive oil you need to cook it
in. Go on, tell me.
2 cups.
Oh, that's not going to make any difference to me.
2 cups of olive oil you need to... Well, you need to sort of really cook the potatoes well beforehand for about 15 minutes. You dice them. You lay them out flat in a frying pan. You can add some onion if you like and maybe a bit of capsicum. And then you cook them in the olive oil with the lid on for about 15 minutes. And then you drain all the olive oil off and you add those potatoes, the diced potatoes and onion, to 6 beaten eggs with some salt and pepper. And then you pour it back into the pan. And then it's important to let it get lovely and golden underneath, and then you turn it over very carefully. You can actually put a plate on top and turn it upside down, and then cook it on the other side. It needs to be golden on the outside and creamy in the middle.
And it's available on your website,
of course. Yeah, the recipe's on my website. And one of the things actually about being at Flying Fish Restaurant last week was it wasn't a busy night, and we were in a separate room from the rest of the restaurant. And I just have to tell you how much I appreciated being in a quiet space, and we could actually hear what Alfonso Fernandez was telling us about the olive oils, because I had read in the New York Times last week a story. They'd been surveying restaurants and bars in the city, 37 they'd been to, and a third of them bordered on dangerous levels of noise. There was one in Midtown Manhattan called Lavo, which registered 96 decibels over the course of an hour. And if you compare that with a train hurtling downtown in Manhattan, that only registers at 84. So this restaurant was 96 decibels. So you can imagine that quite a few of the restaurateurs are getting onto this, and they're employing audio engineers to up the noise, because apparently the research also showed that people drink more when music is loud. And one study even found that people chewed faster when the tempos were sped up.
Oh, that's amazing. Always filled with some interesting information. Thank you so much, Sheridan. Of course, you join Bob Rogers every Tuesday. So yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Bogart.